Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study of the book of Hebrews to examine the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians 5:7, Paul said, Christ, our Passover. Jesus Christ was our Passover lamb. Are y'all following? The Passover represented the death of Christ. The unleavened bread, that feast, it represented his body was placed into the grave. And time won't allow it. I got so many notes up here. In Psalm 19:10 and also in Acts, it talks about that, or 16:10, that his body will not seek corruption. In other words, his body did not decay in the ground the whole time he's in the tomb, 3 days and three nights. Why did his body not decay? He was sinless. He's perfect. You know, unleavened bread represents sin, the sinless. Leaven represents sin. Unleavened is that sinless. And we observe the Lord's Supper. Unleavened bread resembles that sinless body of Christ that was broken for you. We remember all that that takes place there. But get the picture. It's fascinating. Pentecost represents the death. Unleavened bread represents his burial. And then the Feast of the First Fruits represents his resurrection. I love that. And Jewish people didn't recognize that, most of them, and still don't today. But I want you to notice, going back to the Sabbaths, there were two Sabbaths. There's the annual Sabbath, that was the high Sabbath that we read about. And then there's the weekly Sabbath. And that's why when you get to these passages of scriptures that said after the Sabbath, those ladies bought and prepared the spices. What day was that? That was Friday. Are you following? Thursday was the high Sabbath. They had to rest. Matter of fact, we'll look in Leviticus 23 before it's all over and done with, okay? That's the high Sabbath. You can't work. You cannot do anything but just rest. It's a day of rest, that high Sabbath. So they had to rest. Friday, they bought the spices. Saturday was the weekly Sabbath, so they rested. It said after the Sabbath. Are you following? They bought spices after the high Sabbath. Here comes the weekly Sabbath, and they rested, literally, and then they went to the tomb after the Sabbath. Okay? Now, if we only had one Sabbath, if you don't agree with the thing, what I'm saying about the annual Sabbath and the weekly Sabbath, there's a real problem. Okay? How? Because if you believe that Jesus died on a Friday evening, was placed in the tomb, and he was there on the Sabbath day, how could those ladies buy spices on Saturday? Unless they went to a black market somewhere, incognito, and we know that did not happen. Okay, I'm just being facetious and all. And without twisting scripture and making it so clear that Jesus was placed in the tomb on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. Till Thursday at 6 o'clock, it was the annual Sabbath. They were observing that, the high Sabbath. The ladies on Friday went out, bought the spices, and prepared them to get them ready to take them back to the tomb. They rested on the weekly Sabbath. That's why you get in Mark and Luke, one talks about them buying after the Sabbath. The other says they rested after. Are y'all following? Rested after the Sabbath. Interesting. Turn me to Leviticus chapter number 23. While you turn to Leviticus chapter number 23, also you need to understand, I learned this from a dear man of God who's an authority in this thing. He forgot more about the temples and past the feasts and all than I would ever know. But while y'all find Leviticus 23, here's an interesting point that I shared with the class Thursday morning, that when Jesus was being crucified at 9 o'clock that morning, which is undebatable, the priests were slaughtering lambs at 9 o'clock the morning he was crucified. At 3 o'clock, they waited, and then at 3 o'clock, they begin to, it's called the morning offerings, and then there's the evening offerings. Even though it's 3 o'clock, they compared it to evening. That's what we talked about when even was come. They still looked at 3 o'clock in the evening because Sabbath was drawing, not another whole picture there. But won't you see the picture of this? They were slaughtering lambs at 9 o'clock in the morning, the same day, same exact time. They were exact same time that Jesus was being nailed on the cross of Calvary. They began to slaughter lambs again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the exact same time that Jesus bowed his head and died. A coincidence? I don't think so. Interesting. Leviticus chapter number 23. Let's begin in verse number 4. And these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations which he shall proclaim in their seasons. Verse number 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Now, a lot of this you're going to have to do study on your own, because I only got just a few more minutes, and I'm just going to leave you hanging, okay? And hope you get hungry and thirsty after this and start doing your own study. But remember when we said Passover was, it's on the 14th day of the first month at even. When is even? 6 p.m. It begins. That's why Jesus observed the Passover after 6 p.m. Tuesday evening, which is the Passover. Makes sense?
Yes.
This is yes, this is no. Okay. Verse number 6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. And remember the story about the wives all had to come in and sweep out the house and clean the house and get all the leaven out and all before this take place. And then at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they had to go back in and make sure that there wasn't any in the corner hidden or whatever, and make sure it was all cleaned out on the feast. There's so much here, and time won't allow, but I don't see the feast there. It's an 8-day operation. Passover, next day is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is 7 days. 7 plus 1 is 8. So it's a continual, it's 8-day feast that they are in it right now in Israel as we're speaking. And then look in verse number 10. Okay, time will allow. I wish I could go on, but I got to move. Speak unto the children of Israel, and saying to them, when ye shall come into the land which I have given unto you, ye shall reap the harvest thereof, and ye shall bring a sheaf of first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. This is the feast of the first fruits. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Now, I underlined that in my Bible many, many, many years ago. On the morrow after the Sabbath. On the morrow after the Sabbath. What is the morrow after the Sabbath? Sunday. What is the priest supposed to be doing on the morrow after the Sabbath? He has those sheaves and he starts waving it. I'll never forget when I was in Cuba a few years ago and asked me to come and teach on eschatology. Now, so I went and taught on eschatology there for a week. And I remember when I was there that it was the week after Easter. And they had just celebrated what we call Good Friday. And these are good independent Baptist people. Of course, they have that Catholic background there in Cuba. Most people in Cuba are Catholic. Anyway, so they celebrated Good Friday. Well, something was during the first day I was there, because Easter just happened. And something was said about how we Americans deserve Good Friday. And I looked at them with my famous smile, my teeth. And I said, we didn't observe Good Friday at our church. And they were horrified because we didn't observe Good Friday. So I took about a half hour of our class and shared with them what I've shared with you for about the last half hour or so about why we didn't observe Lord's Supper, Good Friday on Friday. Of course, they got it and understood. And one of the key verses I shared with them was this verse: on the morrow after the Sabbath. The morrow after the Sabbath is Sunday, the first day of the week. Tucked away in the Old Testament is a prophecy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amazing to see that. On the morrow after you shall wave the first fruits. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Christ our first fruits.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. to hear Brian Free and Assurance live in concert. That's this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.